Our grain markets have been seeing some green on the screen. I'm Keith Wenberg with your Farm News Update. Over the last couple of days, our grain markets have been seeing some green on the screen, especially for our soybeans, corn, and wheat products. Al Kleiss with Kleiss Commodities, based out of Minneapolis, said a lot of that stems from talk about the possibility of increasing trade and a meeting with China.
It started with phone calls and texts on Sunday night. So, yeah, it's been busy in our business. There's good busy and bad busy. This has been good busy. So it's been very pleasant to see prices get back up for some folks with big yields, back up into a nice profit zone. And so it's certainly better cash situation than what we thought possible even last week. So I'll have to see with the big meetings coming up on Thursday. And there's a saying in our industry where you buy the rumor and sell the fact. So we've been making some incremental sales into the market as this rally has unfolded.
And you're talking there, of course, the big meeting with China. There was some rumor or talk that possibly China was in sniffing around with our markets even as of Friday. But do you think that's the case? I know it's hard to tell, especially with the USDA being closed. We're not getting some of those updated reports.
No. The only way we'd see it would be after the fact on Monday, and that's just usually all the loadout. So we'll have to see what happens, in the action. Certainly, one of the clues that I'm watching is just watching basis bids. We do a lot of business in North and South Dakota, and that area has been, you had just a really bad basis, $1.40, $1.70 under. As harvest has wrapped up, that's started to improve. But if we would see China come in and buy some beans out of the PNW, I can envision days when the basis would jump by 20 or 30 cents a bushel. And so that will kind of be your hint. Is China buying beans? Watch the basis, Keith.
With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Wenberg.